Before you start, I would like to mention that afterwards we are going to have Morocco, Mexico, Cuba, Ukraine, Pakistan, Armenia, Belarus, the Netherlands, and Peru, followed by the European Union. You have the floor.
Monsieur le Président.
Chairman, I would like to congratulate you on your election to the chairmanship of the Preparatory Committee and on the recommendation that you also preside over our review conference. You can certainly rely on the full support of our delegation. We welcome the decision taken at the meeting of states parties in December last, namely to have two preparatory committees before the review conference. These committees will enable states parties to express their views and to discuss their goals, their priorities, and their proposals for the review conference. We hope that these discussions will assist us in reaching a consensus on an effective outcome document which is forward-looking during the review conference. The prime aim of Canada in the review conference is to strengthen application at a national level. As we see it, an effective application of the convention will not only increase the ability of a state to manage in a responsible fashion peaceful use of biology, but also it will limit the ability of non-state actors to create biological weapons. A more transparent application should reassure each state party that no biological weapon is being developed on the territory of another signatory state. We are happy to be able to collaborate with the United States, Mexico, Chile, and Ghana in an exercise that reviews the implementation in order to strengthen it by sharing experiences and exemplary practices between experts in the field. This sharing of experience will allow all states parties to improve the implementation of the convention.
Mr. Chairman, we need to improve science and technology review within the convention. We note that there are several proposals on the table for a new S&T review mechanism and that there are many points in common between them. In our view, such a mechanism should be focused squarely on technical analysis of new breakthroughs in S&T with a view to making recommendations that the meeting of states parties can then consider from a policy standpoint. We also need to take a decision on the structure of the 2017 to 2020 intersessional process. The new structure should take into account lessons learned from the previous three intersessional processes. It should allow for discussions to continue from year to year on high priority topics, but in a manner that allows for progress, not repetition. Canada will also be pursuing a number of the recommendations made in working paper BWC MSP 2015 WP.6 Rev 1, addressing modern threats in the Biological Weapons Convention, follow-up and recommendations. Among these recommendations, we will be expanding upon a proposal to encourage state parties to put in place measures to enhance awareness among life scientists of the dual-use risks associated with their research. We will also be exploring the role of the convention in case of alleged biological weapons use, with a view to ensuring that this forum serves an important role in this process. As we move towards a more substantive discussion of various proposals at our August meeting, we would encourage states who are putting forward proposals on similar topics to engage with each other and seek to build joint proposals where possible. While we recognize the right of each state to put forward its own proposals, it is in the interest of all state parties to begin to narrow options and build consensus before the review conference. Too many proposals that can be perceived as competing, even when this is not intended, could result in a final agreement composed only of the lowest common denominator outcomes. Mr. Chairman, our discussions will concretely shape what happens at the review conference in November. We welcome all proposals made by state parties and look forward to considering them further throughout the preparatory process. Under your leadership, we are confident that the review conference will conclude positively with a final document that strengthens the convention and advances its primary goal, the elimination of biological weapons. Thank you.